You're listening to SBS News.
At the Fairfield Aged Care Home in Western Sydney, residents and nurses gathered for a traditional blessing of the hand ceremony. It was performed by a priest without physical contact as part of celebrations for International Nurses Day. Nursing director Eva Belai, who came to Australia as a refugee nurse from Yugoslavia in 1992, says this year has been particularly tough due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
I think that aged care nurses, they are getting the recognition now. We've seen the residents suffering so much in isolation. But the good news is that we haven't got any virus. Nobody's infected, not even the staff.
Australia's Chief Nursing and Midwifery Officer, Alison McMillan, says people can thank nurses by maintaining the social distancing measures that have helped keep them safe.
On behalf of all of nurses across Australia, and in fact all health professionals, I'm asking you to continue the enormous effort you've made in keeping us safe, so that we don't see an increase in demand across our hospitals.
Today also marked the 200th anniversary of nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale's birth. Independent MP and former nurse Dr. Helen Haynes says Florence Nightingale remains an inspiration to healthcare workers.
She's well known, of course, for her work in the Crimean War. She's known, indeed, as the Lady of the Lamp. But Florence Nightingale was so much more than that.
Dr. Haynes says so too are Australia's 390,000 registered nurses who provide care across a range of practices, including aged care facilities, hospitals and rehabilitation centres. A graduate from Melbourne's La Trobe University, Yanti Turung, says nursing is a career that can take you anywhere. She's now Deputy Medical Operations Manager of a new 1,000-bed medical monitoring station in New Orleans in the United States, set up in response to the coronavirus emergency.
I still am proud that I am a nurse, but I realise that being a nurse, like, it grows every year, every day of what the definition of it is for me.
Nurses have also been thanked in a series of video messages, including this from Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
You were there for the patient. You were there for all of us. This time in our national life, we are all remembering the nurses who get us all through. So thank you.
And some of Australia's celebrities have shared stories of how nurses have helped them and their loved ones. Aboriginal actress Deborah Mailman says nurses helped her mother transition into an aged care home.
When my mum went into aged care home, you were there with a smile. You made my mum a cup of tea. You sat down with her and you took great care of her.
The World Health Organization has declared 2020 the International Year of the Nurse and Midwife. And you can get the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.